foot care section.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Anything goes here, so you take control. In the meantime, we'll tell you things, tell you about things that are interesting to us. And I want to start by talking about today's events in Concord, New Hampshire. As you may know, last night on the program, very end of the show, I talked about how I was going to be going to Concord today to attend the so-called trial of Kat Canning. She is one of the publishers of the New Hampshire Free Press, formerly known as the Keene Free Press, now being distributed further and wider across the state of New Hampshire. And it's a great little publication that has a real hardcore liberty bent, and I happen to be a personal fan of both Kat and her husband, Russell.
Same here.
Now, Kat was arrested last Friday as she was attempting to attend the trial of Lauren Canario, yet another great activist here in the southwest region of New Hampshire. And she was attempting to attend the trial. She was arrested for the same charges that Lauren was originally arrested on, and that is, as I understand it, if I recall correctly, failure to appear. Well, what was she failing to appear for? Well, they had sent her this demand that she appear before their court to answer for not paying a $125 fine. Well, what was she fined for? She was fined because she went into an IRS office and Kat sat while Lauren stood. And Kat was holding a sign.
Kat had a sign. The sign said, taxation funds torture.
Yes.
And Lauren Canario was wearing a V for Vendetta mask.
That is correct. Or if you listen to the prosecutor in today's trial for Kat, it was a mask with a V on it. He had no idea what he was talking about.
Okay.
Anyway, so was in the courtroom today.
Everybody's allowed mistakes, you know.
So Kat, you know, she was arrested originally for a protest in the IRS office. She wasn't in anybody's way. Of course, that's what the state people were trying to claim, is that she was getting in the way of people doing business.
Yeah, the crowds that were in the IRS office. Apparently, there was one man there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was not touched or obstructed in any way.
Nope.
Perhaps he was somewhat disturbed. I think, you know, seeing a person come in with a mask on might be disturbing, but you know, she didn't have a gun. She wasn't robbing the place or anything like that.
Right. Well, that man did not, whoever he was, did not testify.
He did not file a complaint.
Right. So they arrested these ladies for doing nothing, and they gave them these fines for doing nothing. And, of course, these are the types of people, these wonderful non-cooperative activists, these are the types of people who, if you give them a fine and they haven't harmed anybody, property has not been destroyed, they're not going to pay it. So that's what happened. They didn't pay the fine. As a result, a trial was scheduled for non-payment of the fine. They never showed up. As a result of that, a warrant was issued, and they were both arrested. So that's why Kat was in court today on these failure to appear charges. So, as I mentioned yesterday, the trial was originally scheduled for 1:30 in the afternoon. Now, last week, about 26 or so activists, liberty activists from here in New Hampshire, showed up at Lauren's trial. And it was an interesting time. We talked in quite a bit of detail about it on this program earlier, not tonight, but in the past few days. And the demeanor, the atmosphere in the courtroom was very different this time, different than it's ever been. There were so many of the liberty activists there, it completely changed the entire situation. People were laughing out loud at the bureaucrats and the entire procedure.
You're talking about the last time.
Yeah, when you were there.
Yes.
And I mean, it was just amazing watching it all happen. People were just calling out questions to Lauren across the bar, or whatever you call the little barrier that you're not supposed to cross if you're not in court that day. And so just the way things were operating were very interesting. At Lauren's trial, there was probably at least 10 guys in suits. Sort of these guard people that, you know, they're armed, but they're not really showing their piece. Those kind of guys, like the court guys that look real stern. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you've never been to court, but
they look like Secret Service agents.
Yeah, I don't know a better way to describe them than that. It's a great way to describe them.
And I'm sure that's what they would like to be described as.
Yeah. So I think they might be U.S. Marshals or court cops or something. So anyway, there were a lot of cops everywhere. And you could tell that they made an effort last time to try to turn out as many bureaucrats in the courtroom as there were liberty activists. And they actually did a pretty good job. It seemed like they pulled every single bureaucrat from the entire courthouse.
Yeah, the whole place was empty.
The one courtroom. I don't know what the deal is with that. They're just trying to not be outnumbered, I suppose. Well, today they were outnumbered. Today things changed. There were some differences. One of the primary reasons beyond wanting to support Kat for my attendance today was to observe what they would do differently. Because they, last week on Friday at Lawrence trial, was the first time they'd ever experienced that many activists in one of their courtrooms. It was a record. And so one could say, well, it caught them off guard. They didn't know what to expect. They didn't know how to handle it. So today, what did they do differently? Well, since neither of you...
I've been asking you throughout the day, and you won't tell me, so I'm very interested.
Well, since neither of you were there, unfortunately, I will recount for you. But first, we should tell you what they tried to pull, this slimy crap the feds tried to pull. They tried to change Kat's trial. See? The idea was, well, let's have the trial a day early and not tell anybody about it. Because, you know, it's a public trial and everything, but apparently the public has to call every single day, every hour, to make sure they haven't rescheduled the trial. So they pulled Kat out of the jail yesterday and tried to put her on trial. The prosecution went through its entire spiel, which was most likely exactly the same as what we saw during Lawrence trial, where they called, because again, they were both arrested on the same occasion, where they would call multiple cops and the cops would tell the same, essentially the same version of their story. So that all happened yesterday. Then it went to the defense, where Kat was then allowed to call her own witnesses. And Kat very brilliantly called Lauren as her witness. And, of course, the government wasn't prepared for that.
Right. So they, and, you know, to keep up their whole pretense of this whole thing, which, you know, that's all it is. She's going to get whatever she's going to get. And she did. She got a mirror image of what Lauren got as far as sentencing.
Yep.
So it's proof. It's proof. But they have to let her call her witness.
Sure, so, it's the show trial.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's a show.
So she threw a wrench into court their plans. Theater. They would have had it all done and over with if Kat had just sat there and rested her case or whatever. They would have had it all done and over with yesterday. But since she called Lauren, and since bureaucracy is so incredibly slow, it's not as though they could just rush out and go pick up Lauren from jail and bring her back. I'm sure there's paperwork that had to be filed and all kinds of rigmarole to go through in order to make that happen.
Oh, I forgot that she was still, she's still in jail. I'm surprised they couldn't just send one of those guys in suits to go get her.
Time either way. I mean, that they would have to go to Winchester to get her or something like that. And they would have to go to wherever Lauren was if she wasn't in jail to get her.
No, but I mean, since she was in jail, I'm surprised they didn't just go get her and bring her back.
You would think they could, right? But certainly there's got to be paperwork involved here. We've got to get bureaucrats to interact with other bureaucrats. And these things take time, Mark. So they weren't able, for whatever reason, to bring Lauren in yesterday. And so they had to reschedule the trial to finish the trial this morning at 10 o'clock. Now, originally it was supposed to be at 1:30. So again, you can see how they're just jumping everything all around to try to make it as difficult as possible for the activists to attend. That's my supposition. That's what I believe to be the case. Because they don't like it when all of us are in their courtroom.
I'm sure that's true.
Right. It ruins their little aura of legitimacy because people like us are laughing at them. I mean, even though they are dangerous men and women that have a monopoly over the coercive use of force, they deserve to be laughed at because it's one of the most powerful weapons we have against them. We can't use violence. We know that much. But if we can get people to laugh at how absurd these people are and how ludicrous they can be, then they won't be taken seriously. And that damages their little legitimacy aura, which is a very important step in what I think is going on here. So now we go to 10 a.m. this morning when they had rescheduled the trial for. And amazingly, 26 people showed up this morning at 10 a.m. with very short notice. I mean, the messages were going out yesterday afternoon about the changes to the trial date. So with less than 24 hours notice, 25 activists showed up this morning at 10 a.m. I thought that on its own was pretty amazing. And it really just goes to show that maybe last year we'd have had 10 people. This year we had 25. So it's the amount of people that we have coming into New Hampshire, free staters, other liberty lovers coming here, getting active, the pool of activists has expanded greatly, and we can now easily get 20, 25 people to show up on a short notice event as opposed to, 5 or 10, which is what it was a year ago. So things are getting pretty interesting. Of course, I have to tell you about what it was like when we actually went inside the courthouse here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Remarkable performers don't practice to become perfect. They practice to become better. In fact, most people at the top of their game have spent years honing their skills and practicing their craft. Did you start your workday practicing your job? My guess is no. That's because very few people in work practice, other than the practice and process we all do on the job. But to become a remarkable performer in your work life, you need to practice prior to performing. Both types of practice are essential to be remarkable in your performance. And as any artist or athlete will tell you, practice is the key to performing well. Without it, your performing days may be numbered. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GZN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com. Enter the promo code 600. Start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Promo code is 600, and that allows you to start your free trial of WebEx today. All right, so we continue here with a recounting of what happened in this morning's federal court trial for Kat Canning. She's the publisher of the New Hampshire Free Press, on trial for a so-called failure to appear charge in regards to her being arrested for a protest, a silent protest, mind you, in an IRS office over a year ago. Over 25 people, 25 liberty-loving activists showed up in court this morning, even after the scummy feds tried to change the time of the trial without telling anybody about it. That alone is pretty awful, but still we managed to pull out an incredible turnout for it being such short notice. So a lot of people showed up this time, but what was different between this and last week's trial that we told you about with Lauren Canario? Well, number one, when I went inside the federal court in the front doors, I went inside the front door, the first thing you see there is the security set up with probably six armed guards, and the metal detector gate. So I went through there. As I approached the metal detector, the guard holding out the little dog bowl or whatever that you put all your stuff in.
That's what it looks like. It does look like a dog bowl.
The guy holding out the dog bowl said, "You're going to have to remove your belt." I said, "Well, that's funny. I didn't say this out loud, but I didn't have to remove my belt before on Friday."
And, you know, that's one thing that I really hate about the government. It's arbitrary. It's arbitrary. It's just arbitrary. Whatever bureaucrat happens to be there, you know, the rule is you got to take your belt off and your shoes, jerk. You know, if you don't like it, then they're going to have you strip down to your underpants if they feel like it.
Well, I think one of the reasons this might have been going on is because there was some discussion about sneaking recording devices into the court on the NHFree.com forum. And so we know they monitor the forums. So they probably read all that and they figured they'd crack down on it, crack down on people coming in. That's my presumption. But so the guy demands that I take the belt off, and I say, "I'm not going to do that." And he looked straight at me and he said, "Well, you're not getting into the court." All right, fine. I'll take the damn belt off. So I took the belt off, tried to walk through. They asked me if I had anything in my pockets. I patted my pockets and shrugged my shoulders and walked right on through. And of course, the detector beeped, and so they brought out the wand and started going all over me. And I'd forgotten I left a key in my one of my pockets, so I gave them that. I put that back. They started wanding me again. I went back through, beeps a whole bunch. So they wanded me again, and oh, you know what? I forgot about the voice recorder I'd left in my other pocket. So I had to, unfortunately, they found that, and I'd forgotten about that. So I'd put that in the dog.
I don't believe
bowl.
You for a second.
Anyway, so after that, oh, yeah, and I had to take off my shoes, too. So it was like, really, it was like being at the airport. It was just incredible level of scrutiny. Nobody had to take off their shoes last time on Friday. Also, a bottle of water. I was allowed to have a bottle of water on Friday. This time, nope, can't have that. So the rules completely changed about what was required in order to get into the court. So after I'd gotten through the security screening procedure and gotten my stuff back, or most of it, you have to leave the electronic devices at the front there. I started asking questions of the bureaucrats in regards to, oh, you know, the freedom of speech and the freedom of the press, that pesky founding document of theirs that they claim is so important, Amendment 1 and the right to free press.
Yeah.
Asked them about that, and you know what? They didn't want to answer my questions. I asked them if they swore an oath. I targeted one of them and specifically asked him, "Excuse me, sir, did you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution? I'd rather not talk to you." And they were all most of them were either silent or very rude. So their demeanor had very much changed from Friday, where they were just average, slow bureaucrats on Friday. Now they were just mean. And they were doing all kinds of things, micromanaging people. We were standing there waiting for some other people to get through the screening because we didn't want them to be down there alone. So we were standing there on the other side waiting for them. And one of the guys, Mike from California, was standing sort of up on the first couple stairs in the stairwell. And he kind of had his leg, I guess, cocked out in front of him a little bit. Just a comfortable way to stand, basically. And one of the guys yelled at him that he was blocking the stairwell. and he needed to stop blocking the stairwell. It was quite clear It was quite clear the stairwell was not being blocked in any way, shape, or form. It was plenty wide enough for at least two people to walk up without getting in the way of Mike's leg. But it was just that kind of atmosphere where they were shouting, barking as many orders as they possibly could in order to get us to comply with as much as we would comply with in order to continue on to the courtroom that we wanted to go to.
You sort of have to do it in order to get what you want, and that's how they work at the airport. That's how they work here. Yep. I mean, so much for freedom of not being searched, so much for the freedom of the press. You do what we say in these areas.
I was threatened at one point as I was asking questions, as I mentioned about the First Amendment freedom of the press. I said, well, is there freedom of the press in this building? Of course, they did not want to answer. They did not want to give any responsive sorts of answers to my questions, because obviously the answer is no, and they can't possibly say no, right? So when I was asking that, one of these guard bureaucrats then began threatening me. He suggested that, well, we just caught you trying to sneak in with a recording device, and I suggest you not press your luck, or something like that. That's a paraphrase, essentially what he said.
For what?
And he said, do you understand me? And I said, no, I don't understand. What do you mean by recording device? And we walked away at that point. So just a quick tip, when a government bureaucrat asks you if you understand, there's no reason to tell him that you understand unless you, for whatever reason, feel like you want to. It's in fact.
If you really want to instigate him, you just kind of make, like retarded guy voices. I know. Which isn't very nice. I mean,
that's a neat idea. We'll have to.
Some people, talk like that and they can't help it.
Maybe we'll try that one next time, Mark. Next time we're going through.
But it's a good way to instigate somebody, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that way you could come up to the checkpoint. They're telling you to remove your belt.
Would you hang?
You just like absolutely act as though you have no idea what they're saying. No hablo inglés. Well, anyway, so the threats, we moved on away from the threatening men with the guns down there and went upstairs and went into the courtroom. And as I said, over 25 people attended today. The trial was different. As I mentioned earlier, there was maybe a couple of guards in there this time as opposed to 12 of them as there were on Friday. So clearly they didn't think that anybody was going to pull out any weapons or jump over the fence and or the barrister or whatever you call it and attack people. I guess they figured our threat level was a little bit lower today. Also, they did not try to pack the courtroom with as many bureaucrats this time. Perhaps there were other trials going on at the same time since it was in the morning. I'm not sure what the reason for this was, but we had double the number of the bureaucrats this time. It was 25 or 26 liberty activists versus about a dozen to 13 bureaucrats. So we won that one this time. And the actual trial, Kat called Lauren, of course, as her witness, and the questioning phase was interesting. As I mentioned earlier, the prosecutor didn't even know what a V mask was. He thought it was a mask with a letter V written on the front of it. So this guy was just totally clueless. But to his credit, at least he didn't end the trial by begging the judge to give the maximum sentence to send a message. This trial, at the end of this particular trial, he just said, we'll leave it in your hands. So it was a very, very short kind of closing thing from him, whereas the last prosecutor was essentially begging the judge to Same sentence, yep. Judge obviously didn't think about it. It was as soon as the trial was over, he handed down the verdict of 15 days in federal prison for... well, not showing up at one of their trials. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the updates. We give it all away, and so enjoy it all on us at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It is really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
Good folks there, too.
Yes, indeed. The best. Oh, so we continue discussing what happened this morning in federal court in Concord, New Hampshire, as a member of the Free State Project, Kat Canning, was put on trial on some nonsense charge of failure to appear on some issue about getting a $125 fine for silently protesting inside an IRS office, and talked about some of the key differences, the security crackdown that occurred today. Though, interestingly, there was less security in the actual courtroom. Perhaps that's because they felt more secure because of what they were doing at the front door. Not sure what their reasoning was. But a bunch of people showed up, even though they tried to sneakily reschedule the trial on us. Over 25 people were there, which is far more than we could have expected if it was just a year ago. I really wonder what things are going to be like a year from now. Will we have 50 people? Will it be up to 70 people? If there's 50 people in that courtroom, it'd be packed. So during the trial, Kat Canning from the New Hampshire Free Press was on trial. She called up Lauren Canario, yet another activist here from New Hampshire. And during the questioning, Kat asked a series of questions that led to an interesting conclusion, and that was that earlier the government people had been trying to make the case that the fact that Kat and Lauren were in this particular IRS office, which is a relatively small IRS office, there's room enough for a couple of chairs and a little L-shaped countertop. And Kat was in one of the chairs. Lauren was standing sort of in the corner of the L-shaped countertop. There was still enough room for customers to come in and do their business with the IRS. But the government was trying to make the case that the women were actually they were getting in the way of the customers. They were obstructing business from being performed, which is, of course, nonsense. I was actually there, so I saw exactly what the situation was like. And so Kat asked some questions that Lauren pointed out, allowed Lauren to point out that everything would have been fine had they been left alone. If they had been left alone, they would have been in the office for 20 minutes, maybe a half an hour, something like that, and then they would have left on their own. And during that time, people would have been able to come and go, no problem, because it was a silent protest. It wasn't as though they were in there chanting, linking themselves together, running through the office.
No padlocks to the, the teller window or whatever.
Right. So it was totally silent, totally peaceful. And Lauren pointed out that the fact that there were three or five cops in there in addition to the two protesters was really what was getting in the way of customers. When the room was full with police, there's no way that anybody that came up to get a tax form or something like that would have been able to successfully do so. So if anything, it was the police response to this silent protest that caused the problems the police themselves were complaining about. Kind of an interesting approach. Of course, it didn't. None of it all mattered to the judge.
No, not, it, I mean, that's the thing is you could say whatever you want,
right?
And they're going to find you guilty.
Yeah. So at one point, the president of the New Hampshire Underground, William, yelled out in the court that Kat is a what was the term he used? Kat's a nice lady or something like that.
So they didn't they didn't throw him in jail?
No, they didn't.
Because considering he's seven
years old,
I suppose that they gave him some leniency, but. Right. I'm surprised, still remain somewhat surprised.
So they sentenced her to the same as Lauren, 15 days in the federal prison, which is, I guess, the county jails that they just kind of use temporarily. And that's that. That was it. We all filed out of there, went across the street, had some breakfast at the little restaurant, hung out, chatted with one another for a while, and then went outside and continued to we did a protest, which is originally was scheduled for noon, the protest was. The protest was continued to be scheduled at noon, even though they'd changed the trial to earlier in the day. So we hung out until then, and then we went and did that. And there was a little bit of a development that actually occurred at that point. Unfortunately, I was only there for half of it. At one point, there was a police van that pulled out from the federal courthouse, and of course, we thought it was our friends Lauren and Kat, and so we're trying to get a look inside the van to see if it was them. And Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com actually went up behind the van with his video camera, pointed the camera in the back, the sort of the darkened back window of the van, and was asking if Lauren and Kat were in there.
He's a man without fear.
That's exactly what I thought when I saw this happening. We're all standing on the side of the road, and I thought, wow, I mean, Dave is fearless, especially when I saw the jackboots get out from the passenger side of the van and start walking toward the back of the van. We're all yelling to Dave, look out, they're coming your way. Dave manages to pan his camera around just in time to see, I think it was a sheriff, I guess it's the sheriffs that transfer the prisoners here in New Hampshire. One of the brown-clad sheriffs came out and yelled at Dave and pointed at him and, tried to scare him away from the back. You need to get out of here! Get away from the back of the van! Or something to that effect. Dave backed off because he's respectful like that. And then later, apparently what happened, and there's footage of that over at freekeen.com. I posted the Ridley report there just moments before the show. But then later, the part that I missed was one of the ladies that was in attendance got into it with a cop who apparently had come up to demand a protesting permit from the group of people.
Boy,
there.
Did they go after the wrong folks?
Oh, yeah, they sure did. And so apparently Dave got oodles of footage of that. And I was away across the street, way down the street, so I did not even know that was happening at the time. And ironically, I was going to get my camera as that was going down. But luckily, Dave was there with his camera, so that footage will be available over at RidleyReport.com later, so you can see exactly how the cops were treating the protesters and how the protesters responded to that treatment. Very interesting day. Lots of stuff occurred, and it was a tremendous turnout. I think overall, I mean, except for the fact that our friend was put in jail for 15 days, overall, this is a very positive trend for what is happening here in New Hampshire. And now that you guys have heard me spiel here on this for 45 minutes or 40 minutes, I would love to have your thoughts.
You know, I'm of the opinion that we need to have a civil disobedience crowd doing stuff in order to push things along. I don't know what kind of effect this is going to have. I just don't. I see that there's some changes in how the bureaucrats are reacting to it. I don't know if that means anything. I think that what you'll find at some point, they'll try the different tacks of cracking down and ignoring you. Different tacts along that line, and you know, they're not going to know what to do. But is it going to bring the total dissolution of the state or even them entirely leaving you alone? I don't think so.
So you're saying that as far as the state's reaction is concerned, I see where you're coming from, and I agree with you there. It's unpredictable what the state people, the government people are going to do here, but I think that you can say for sure that this kind of activism being publicized here on Free Talk Live, over at RidleyReport.com, the New Hampshire Free Press, and all the sort of the media outlets that we have, Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio, also talking about these things, getting this message out there of the activism will definitely have the response of people coming here sooner. I was talking with Dale, from AnarchyInYourHead.com, a comic strip that's now originating here in New Hampshire. We had carpooled on the way and was talking to him about, you know, the idea that Dale and I both came here to New Hampshire when we did, and in a rush, the way we did, trying to get here as soon as possible, because of what people like Lauren, Kat, and Russell were doing all on their lonesome. And at the time, back in 2005 or 2004, I think it was really 2005 was when the civil disobedience sort of started here in New Hampshire. At that time, there was hardly anybody here as far as early movers are concerned for the Free State Project.
A lot of people will lay blame on Russell and Lauren for people not signing up for the Free State Project because of their antics.
Yeah.
But, you know, for one, I don't think it matters. I mean, why does what a couple of people are doing in the state have anything to do with you running for office?
We can talk about
that. Concern is. But, you know, I think it also got people to move, which is a good thing.
Your thoughts here, and Nick, you come up as well at 800-259-9231. If you were out there today, would love to hear from you. I'm sure I left some details out, so please fill us in if you feel like it. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photoblocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photoblocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photoblocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate Photo Blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, tonight is the last night, the last remaining few hours, that you can go and nominate Free Talk Live in the Podcast Awards competition. So it's the nomination phase. It ends at midnight tonight, and I think it's midnight Eastern time, but it might be midnight Pacific time, so I can't really tell you for sure how many hours are left, but you're in the remaining hours. So please go to podcastawards.com, and under the political category, which it's not the best category for us, but it's as good as it gets, go ahead and nominate Free Talk Live. And it would be much appreciated if you would do that.
I think most people think what we talk about is politics, you know, like
but it's not.
It's not politics in the sense that you don't talk about politicians.
Right.
However, when you talk about
issues,
when you talk about issues, and we come at it from a specific viewpoint, you know, if you look at the broader definition of what politics is, not the sort of
legislation,
you know, legislative sort of aspect, but
it's not politics in the way that anyone in popular culture thinks of politics. So it's just not a good term. But hey, well, that's what we're going to take because that's the category we've been in for the last several years. So please go to podcastawards.com and nominate Free Talk Live in the politics category. You've got till the end of the night tonight to do it. Yes, and we're doing okay in the votes, right, Mark? We're probably going to make it through on the votes, so probably don't need
we're
that.
Doing okay in votes. We can sure use, if you have an account at dig.com, please go to the podcast section and nominate Free Talk Live. I believe we're on the fourth page, you know, down. But, you know, it's mostly techie podcasts in there.
Yeah.
but we are in the news talk.
Another category that doesn't it's the news category, not news talk. It's okay. Just news.
News category.
Another category that doesn't really fit Free Talk Live. I mean, we talk about some news.
We talk about news stories.
If you're looking for the latest in the news, this is not the place
to come. This isn't the place to come either. You know, it's not.
It's just live.
Headline news. It's not that, but. You know, it's kind of newsy.
It's better than politics, I guess.
We're still number two to a podcast or to a show that has been off the air for almost 2 years now.
It's about a year and a half.
Penn Jillette. It's a great show. I don't want to say it's not. However, it's rather dated, you know? So we should be five more digs and we'll be above Penn Jillette.
We'll pass 10.
And
he'll come on our show then. Maybe that's what he's waiting for, till we can pass him on the Dig podcast rankings to come on Free Talk Live do an interview.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't know. Anyway, so you can go to dig.freetalklive.com to dig us there. That's DIGG.freetalklive.com. As we go to Dave in Ohio, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Dave in Ohio, listening to WAIS. Dave?
Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
You guys are like younger brothers, but I wanted to correct you on something. Earlier you said talk like retards.
I said a retarded person.
Yeah.
I tried not to use that. I think retard's a little more defamatory than a retarded person, but yeah, that's what I said.
Me.
I just want to correct you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, what would the correct terminology be? Mentally, disabled?
Person with a disability.
Person with a disability. Okay. You got to keep calling me out on that. I appreciate it, Dave.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
I do appreciate it. It's difficult.
Mentally person with a mental disability?
It's, you know, disability certainly
special
covers
person?
A lot of things.
How about special person?
You know, and I don't want to be, and I don't want to be defamatory towards people that, you know, are retarded or whatever, you know, person with a disability, mental disability, whatever the terminology is.
Hey, we've all got our disabilities, right?
Nobody's perfect.
Right.
And Dave's made that same point on the show, and I think that it's worth talking about. But at the same time, it's sort of like it's true in the world. There are people that talk like that, and those people have a specific mental issue. Not all people that are slow or mentally talk that way, and not all people that talk that way are necessarily, you know, dumb.
You know, I should have asked Dave what he thought about the idea. I should have asked him what he thought about the idea of trying to get someone to go into court and acting as though they are mentally disabled in that way. Be interesting. Interesting experiment. Social experiment. So anyway, we're talking about what happened today at the federal court. There were a bunch of activists that turned out. It was an incredible turnout. Another record, I would say, as far as the feds were trying to be slimy and reschedule the trial. And despite all that, over 25 people turned out today. And Nick wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, if you think this is some interesting activism. Is it effective in your opinion? Will it result in more people coming here, or just generally your thoughts?
I think certainly it'll result in more people coming here. The fact that people are willing to stand up and actually either go to prison or really just challenge the system directly rather than going through the long bureaucratic in the system process,
mm-hmm. Which is challenging still.
They're
both challenging, and I think it's interesting to see the one group, and I've been in that group, you know, saying that the other group is bad because they're challenging in the wrong way.
We'll talk about that coming up here in hour number two.
It does go both ways, though. I must say that some people in the civil disobedience crowd, they might not make it as pointed of an attack, but many people in that crowd view any political attempt as the wrong type of activism too, which I think is kind of unnecessary to say one is the right way to do it and one is not. I think they both have their place. I don't know that civil disobedience is necessarily going to bring the state tumbling down.
I don't think it can do it on its own.
Well, unless you have broad public support for it, you know, in the general public, not just among activists,
mm-hmm.
but if you have broad public support and you have widespread noncompliance, then, yeah, you at least you can say that you have a pretty good shot of at least shutting down that government.
But I think that it makes the job of the political types, I think it makes it easier. I think it brings issues to the forefront. I think it works together.
It does. The only reason I can see why some of the political types are a little bit leery of it is that some opponents of libertarian ideas, pro-liberty ideas, whether they're political or apolitical, those people are going to label free staters or libertarians probably broadly, mm-hmm. and I've seen them do this.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to associate Lauren Canario with anyone else calling themselves a libertarian or running for office under that banner or with those sets of beliefs. So I can see how sometimes people are concerned, but that's going to happen anyway. I mean, whether you agree with Lauren or you don't agree with Lauren, there are going to be people in the movement who you definitely don't agree with, and you're going to be labeled as being in the same group
right.
as they
and
are.
And the group is, in this state, the group is Free Staters. It's used disparagingly, especially mm-hmm. in the news. And I think that, for one, I don't think I'm a Free Stater. I moved for the Free State Project, but that was 2 years ago.
Well,
I'm a Granite Stater. I am not a member of the Free State Project. I do not pay dues to the Free State Project. I signed an agreement with the Free State Project.
Well,
I signed an agreement with the General yeah. Telephone Electronic Federal Credit Union back 10 years ago. Am I a GTE FCUer? No. No. I moved for the Free State Project 2 years ago. I am not a Free Stater.
If you haven't withdrawn your membership, you are still a Free Stater.
I'm not. It's not a membership,
Ian. Your participancy?
You are a
participant.
The terminology they use is signer.
I thought it was participant.
Signer.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it was participant. I'll
signer.
Check on that.
I signed all kinds of stuff. I am not the things that I sign.
I can certainly see how you feel that way, Mark, because you have made this your home, but people from within the state are still going to view you as an outsider, and they probably
you know what I think about people that move to Sarasota and drive slow in Cadillac and Lincolns and Buicks.
Sarasota, Florida,
where I'm from. I don't think anything nice about them either. But the fact is, they live there, they vote, they have more of an impact on what's going on politically and economically in that town than I do. I am a hobo and a vagabond in my home in the town I was born in. So screw that. I'm a Granite Stater, and I'm just as important as any other Granite Stater here. That's the way these states are set up. Just because I'm not a blue blood, been here seven generations, have a king's deed, New Hampshireite, sorry, I'm here, and my vote's just as good as yours.
Well, that's certainly true, and I believe that New Hampshire, over half the population wasn't born here. It's one of those states where you actually you've had so much population turnover that most people residing in the state are not originally, born in the state.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously, a lot of the people here calling themselves New Hampshire natives moved here 20 or 30 years ago, and so they feel that they're somehow better because they've been here marginally longer than you or
other
movers.
Well, luckily, one of the best things...
It just doesn't matter.
One of the best things about this movement, to speak to that, is that the Free Staters that are coming in here, the participants or the signers of the Free State Project that are coming in here...
The only terminology I use.
...are getting the New Hampshire natives excited. People like you, Nick, and other people that have lived here for almost all their lives, if not their entire lives, and have seen liberty just slipping away over time. They're getting jazzed about having all these reinforcements, if you will, coming in here. And so what we're seeing is a number of New Hampshire natives are stepping up, and they're getting active in very similar ways as the incoming Free Stater. So really what it's becoming is a burgeoning liberty movement, not a Free Stater movement. It's just a general liberty movement, because when you've got somebody like Nick Ryder from the Ryder Report going out and doing civil disobedience, he's a New Hampshire native. What do you say to that? Those of you who are critics of the Free Staters.
If you are the Concord Monitor, you say they are affiliated with the Free State Project. That's what you say.
Yeah.
You smear. You paint with a broad brush.
And that's fine.
And you try to, vilify group of people over the actions of a few.
The fact they feel they need to smear shows that we're having some effect. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.